Good morning, churches.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's very good to see you. I'd like to share my testimony. Last Wednesday morning, Reverend John gave me some very difficult homework through Zetter. It was optional, but it was to prepare a testimony on Mother's Day. At that time, I was working at Auckland Institute of Studies. I did not know what to do, so I prayed to God. Finally, I decided to obey to Reverend John because I realized he had that idea from our Lord. It was not easy to prepare my testimony in English. It was much harder than delivering a baby. I experienced many grace, love, and miracles from God after I became Christian. From that time, certain evil spirits started to attack me with lack of my English. My heart started to beat a lot. I felt I'm dying soon with a heart attack at that time. There was no other way to comfort my heart. So I prayed to God, Lord, I really need your help. Please give me comfort and confidence in my heart. When I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus in my prayer, the Holy Spirit reminded of me two Bible verses in my mind. One is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, and another is Joshua 1:9. I can do everything through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I try to hand over all of my burdens and worries to God's hands. Now I am standing in front of you without heart attack, by grace of God, Jesus Christ. I'd like to introduce myself. I was Korean teacher in South Korea. I am now Zetter's wife. as well as full-time mom with two children. My children are best friends. This morning, I met Grant. He asked me, did you have lovely food, lovely breakfast? No, I couldn't, but I had lovely present from my children. They gave Bible verse as a present. It was Psalm 73 and Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. It was beautiful message for me and beautiful present. You don't need to worry about your money. You can use next time, right? I also, after I became Christian, I was trained as children worker, Bible teacher, librarian, Korean teacher, and missionary in New Zealand and America. I really wanted to help people as a volunteer. Whenever I have spare time, because God's grace is enough for our family, I always wanted to do something for Jesus because He died for us. Now I am a volunteer of church and work part-time for pastoral care at AIS school. There are many AIS school students here. Now I my full-time job is to share the gospel. Whatever I do, wherever I go, whoever I meet. I was born in South Korea in 1972. My hometown is Gimje, which is famous for rice farm. In my hometown, wherever you go, you can see only rice farm and fields. My parents were Buddhist. And many fortune tellers and witch doctors visited my place because my parents were so generous to everybody and welcomed with good hospitality. My parents were rice farmers with 7 children. I have 2 older brothers and 2 older sisters. I am the youngest in my family. That means I have no power in my family. Even my relatives such as uncle or aunt or my neighbors did not know my existence. However, our God used my husband and I, my husband and me, for my parents' salvation. Now, they are in heaven with Jesus Christ, as well as in my heart. Before I get married, I thought Christianity is a kind of Western religion, and Buddhism is Eastern religion, because I learned the evolution theory from school. I worked at the university with my husband after I graduated from the same university. My boss and his boss were best friends, so they made plans for our marriage. They are all Christians. Even though we had many barriers for our marriage, Jethal never gave up getting married with me. At that time, I had a special feeling in my heart from heaven because he prayed to God with tears for our marriage. At that time, he had no money, only he had a job. So some people said to me, it's very expensive to prepare a wedding. No, you don't need. If you are in God, you don't need. God used many people and God changed your lovely person's heart. I knew that God changed my heart to become his wife. By the grace of God, we got married in 1997. When I got married, I never expected to become a Christian. From that time, God started to interrupt my life. Everyone has mother and father. Without our parents, we would not be here in this world. In Korea, we have no Mother's Day as well as Father's Day. Instead, we have Parents' Day on 8th of May. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, had a mother named Mary. I also had a lovely mother who sacrificed her life for our family. We became best friends because my mom shared all of worries and joy with me. She showed me how to serve people. However, she did not care about herself. So I was always worried about my mom. So I tried to help her by working and studying hard in order to make her happy. Whenever my parents felt tired, I used to always massage for them. So my fingers became stronger. So you know why. Yeah, my finger is so strong. She was a good role model for everybody. Even though she was not Christian at the time, she welcomed everybody who came to my place, including beggars. I had to help her work as much as I could. I was not happy. But I did not want to leave. That's why I did not want to live like her, because I wanted to enjoy my life without sacrificing anything. Anyway, I became Christian through my mom, because I love my mom. I want to pray for her. My mom became a Christian through my husband, who shared the gospel with her while she was suffering with cancer. We prayed for my mom's healing, but it did not work at the time. So I complained to Jesus in my prayer because I did not understand about resurrection and eternal life. But I already wanted to know the truth through the Bible after my mom passed away on 6th January in 2002. Our family came to New Zealand on 12th January in 2002. After my mom passed away, I had doubted that our God is really living and wondered why Jesus did not heal my mom's cancer. Because I heard that Jesus could heal all diseases in the Bible. Finally, I got answer about my mom's death by reading the Bible. Bible says in John chapter 11 and chapter 12, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he die. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. John 12, chapter 12, I tell you for certain that a grain of wheat that falls on the ground will never be more than one grain unless it die. But if it die, it will produce lots of wheat. If you love your life, you will lose it. If you give it up in this world, you will be given eternal life. I was very happy when I found out this verse in the Bible. All of my doubt about Jesus was gone, and I had faith that my mother did not die and became a grain of wheat for our family's salvation. So I gave my life to Jesus. My husband wanted to become an English professor after marriage. So he already applied for the master course at the Auckland University in 2002. We could not find our place to live near downtown while living in Mount Roskill for 1 month. Nobody gave house for us because we have two young children. It was so sad. But we did not know that our God already had a plan for my family. Finally, we found out a place to live in Henderson, which is located near Laidlaw College. My husband and I started to visit the international church near our place to learn about Jesus and New Zealand culture. One day, one of the pastors came to my husband and asked to interpret for the sermon from English to Korean. While doing the interpretation at the service, he felt guilty because he did not know about the Bible as a Christian. The Holy Spirit touched his heart to study the Bible for 1 year. So I could not change his decision because I realized that decision came from God. Even though I had my children to look after, I often wept because I missed my mom and dad like a baby. At the time, there is no good Wi-Fi like today. My family were very close to my parents because we stayed with my parents until we come to New Zealand. In fact, I got homesick and depressed, for I had no friend whom I could trust in New Zealand. At the time, my children were 1 and 3 years old, so I could not communicate with them. Also, my husband was very busy in studying English and Bible. The more I depend on my husband, the more conflict and argument there was. I really wanted to overcome my situation because I was a mom with 2 children. I changed my mind to depend on God rather than my husband. That is the reason why our God made woman. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18 says, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Helper means a person that gives assistance. From that time, I thought I had another big son to support in my life. That thought helped me to reduce our conflict in our marriage. I tried to help him in many ways according to the Bible. To be a good helper, a wife has to be diligent and wise, such as a wife of noble character. I like this verse. Some can be deceiving and beauty fade away, but the woman who honors the Lord deserves to be praised. So I often ask to my son to pray to have a wife of noble character. My son tells me, "Mom, I'm the only 17 years old. I do not need to pray about that now." But I answer to him, "You have to deposit your prayer into your prayer account, like insurance." So I met Lauren. Yeah, Lauren is John's girlfriend. Yeah, she's very lucky to have John. Yeah, he's a very good man. I heard most of men can focus only one thing or 2 things, but women can focus on many things at the same time. Do you agree? I totally agree with that opinion because I live with 2 men in my house. Therefore, people say that men can change the world, but women can change the man. It tells us women's role is very important in our family. Especially mom's teaching and prayer can change our children's life. And our children can change this world. I think parenting is most difficult thing in the world, because parents always need to become good models. As we are not perfect human beings, it is not easy to raise our children. Today is a very special day for parents, especially for mothers. So I will give you a gift for parenting. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:24, "If you love your children, you will correct them and through discipline. I teach my children with Bible because all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Thus, I always encourage my children to read the Bible before they go to school. If they do not, they can't go to school. Whenever I correct their behaviors with my desire, it brings more trouble, right? However, whenever you correct your children with the word of God, it brings obedience. Because the word of God is living and active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It judges the desire of thought of man's heart. The Bible has answered about all the questions of our life. It tells us how to live in this world. Lots of money cannot discipline our children in God's way. Instead, it makes our children spoiled and lazy. There are many tiger moms who want to raise their children successfully. If you want to raise your children successfully, please teach them the Bible. If you don't know how to teach the Bible, do not worry about that. Just come to our church with children. Yeah, I'm so glad to see Ainsley's son and daughter. It was first time to see them. That's why my husband, told them, are you new people, new person? They are in our prayers. That's why I give thanks to God. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Parents, do not be hard on your children. Raise them properly. Teach them and instruct them about the Lord. From that time on, I joined church activities with my children, such as many music or play group. Attended home group and Bible study for fellowship and volunteered as a children worker or being a Bible teacher, even though my English was very poor. At that time, my English was so terrible. At that time, my siblings and friends who lived in South Korea thought that I became crazy in Jesus Christ. Because we always talk about Jesus on the phone. We fell in love with Jesus. My husband and I often pray for the lost by fasting and study the Bible without sleeping. While I was joining the church activities, God helped my family to have good friends from church and blessed my family to be spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially healthy. I supported my husband to study for 8 years as a helper. Once he finished his study, our God guided me to study the diploma in ministry, health support program, and tourism management in order to prepare our future ministry. Last year, I studied tourism management at AIS. I did not know why I have to do But God gave full scholarships. So that's why I start. Last year, I got a phone call from our manager. One of my lecturers recommend my name to look after Korean students for the pastoral care. So I pray to God and I accept that position. It was only 10 hours, but through that time, it was good. That is good for me to share the gospel. That's why they are here. Jesus says to us in the Bible, Matthew 13:50, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. This verse means if we do not follow God's direction, we cannot become brother, sisters, and mothers in Jesus Christ. Do you believe we are brothers, sisters, and mothers in Jesus Christ? God is talking to you and me through Deuteronomy chapter 8. Remember how the Lord your God has led you through the desert for the past 40 years. New Zealand is a lovely country for travelers, but for me, it was wilderness and desert. But I experienced the grace of God in my life. Our Lord wanted to find out if you were truly willing to obey Him and depend on Him. So He made you and me hungry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. God is also talking to you through Genesis chapter 12. Our God will make you into a great nation, and He will make your name great. And you will be blessing. I bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I'll curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you. As it were, you are the blessing from God. And our God wants to bless others through your life. Still, our Lord Jesus Christ is talking to you through Matthew chapter 6. Therefore, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink or wear. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Therefore, seek first His kingdom and the righteousness. All these things will be given to you as well. It is true. I really have experienced that so far. Until now, I have no house, but I have a good family in Jesus Christ. You are my family in Jesus Christ. Also, I have no debt from the bank and government. Only I have debt of love from Jesus Christ. In order to make a healthy, happy family, all of family members have to work together with our best. Thus, you have a power to make our church better. You have power. Through your prayer or support, you can change many people's life. Our church is not perfect. However, we want to do our best for the kingdom of God. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your listening. Our family appreciates all of our church members and visitors with all our heart and mind. Because we can focus on sharing the gospel for the kingdom of God without worries. Thank you for your support and prayers. I'd like to close my testimony in prayer. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving this opportunity to share my testimony at Great Price Church for Mother's Day. Please bless all of the parents who have children from you. Please help us to teach for your children with your word and discipline. Satan always tries to break our relationship between parents and children. Please protect our children from the evil spirit and help us to love each other deeply as brother and sister in Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.